This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders targeted frontrunner Bernie Sanders in a raucous debate Tuesday night on CBS News. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a longtime ally of Sanders, says she would be a more effective president than him.
Bernie and I agree on a lot of things, but I think I would make a better president than Bernie. And the reason for that is that getting a progressive agenda enacted is going to be really hard, and it's going to take someone who digs into the details to make it happen.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is narrowly ahead of Sanders in recent polling in South Carolina.
We've created jobs for people. The people know me. My entire career has been wrapped up in dealing with civil rights and civil liberties. I don't expect anything. I plan to earn the vote. I'm here to ask. I'm here to earn it. But folks, I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
This was the final debate before Saturday's South Carolina primary. Former candidate Hillary Clinton has voiced her support for whomever the Democratic candidate turns out to be. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Shortly before Election Day 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, who lost the Democratic nomination to Hillary Clinton, said this of his former rival.
On every major issue, Hillary Clinton is far and away the superior candidate.
And now Clinton is returning the favor. The former Secretary of State, who has expressed her skepticism about Sanders, saying nobody likes him in a documentary, now says she will support the Democratic nominee regardless of who it is, adding her top priority was unseating President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on the U.S. presidential campaign, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. government response to the deepening coronavirus crisis is splitting lawmakers, as congressional Democrats disagreed with President Donald Trump's assertion the virus has been contained within the United States. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is warning countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
The World Health Organization is warning countries to do more to prepare for the coronavirus, saying the disease is literally knocking at the door. Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December, and more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Global markets are taking a pounding over fears about the effects of the coronavirus on world trading and manufacturing. The Dow Jones has dropped nearly 2,000 points in the past 2 days. AP's Seth Settle reports investors may have been further rattled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning Americans to prepare for an outbreak of the virus.
The market was also focused, I would say, perhaps more closely on statements from the CDC, which came out today saying Americans really need to be prepared for cases to show up here. It's a matter of time. And they've said that before, but those comments were not as widely circulated as they were today, and so that really got the market's attention.
There are nearly 80,000 confirmed cases worldwide and more than 2,600 deaths. President Trump is flying back to Washington at this hour after a 2-day visit to India. Mr. Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spent a lot of time discussing trade issues, but there was no announcement on a major trade deal. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is moving closer to a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan, saying a week-long nationwide reduction in violence troops is holding up so far. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters in India, saying his Afghan peace initiative has received widespread backing. The truce is to culminate on February 29th with the signing of a U.S.-Taliban agreement that would end America's longest war. The U.S. military says a senior al-Shabaab leader behind the deadly January 5th attack on the Manda Bay base in Kenya was killed February 22nd in precision airstrikes. 3 Americans, including a soldier and 2 contractors, were killed in the January 5th attack. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.